We would love to have Tristan and Simon with us every single morning for Movie Squad. It's actually quite impossible for the two of them to cover all new release films, especially when they're coming thick and fast like they are at the Lottery West Film Festival season. Luckily, though, Perthfest have put together, coordinated a film club who are with us in the next few weeks to cover some of those final films releasing at the festival. Joining you this morning is Libby Caldwell. Hello, mate.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you for being with us. We're going to talk through a film that opens this evening down at the Somerville Auditorium. Tell us, what did you see?
So I saw Compartment Number 6, and it's just this film about a Finnish student, and she travels to Murmansk in Russia with a Russian miner. He's going to work in the mine. She's going to work on a research project of hers, and the film's just about following them across Russia on a few days of their trip, and we see what happens with them.
I like this. It sounds very mysterious. I also love a good train movie.
Yeah, I love a travel movie.
Yeah, there's something about it, especially like it being in a train or in a plane. It's like so static, but also there's obviously constant movement going on.
Yeah.
But the actual scenery, like as in the train carriage, doesn't actually change that much.
Yeah, it's almost like a road trip movie, but it's a bit different.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to describe, a road trip movie. This is why you're here
that's what I'm here for.
Yep. All right, tell us about the two the lead actors, or tell us about what actually gets underway.
Yeah, so the lead actors in this movie are awesome. Like, they're totally refreshing. They're a breath of fresh air. Their chemistry is amazing. And I love great chemistry in a movie because you can't learn that. Like, you either have it or you don't, and they have it to such a great extent. The Russian guy is completely like unreadable, unpredictable. Just we meet him and he's just down in glass after glass of vodka, and this Finnish student is quite uptight and a bit kind of not boring but very kind of steady, and she knows what she wants to do, and she's kind of thinking to herself, like, what am I going to do over the next few days with him in this? Mm. But what develops between them is a very nice and engaging relationship. And it's not inherently romantic, which I really liked. But it's a really nice, it's really believable relationship as well. It almost feels like you're watching a documentary at times.
Mm. I like this. Is it, so you wouldn't say it's a love story. Where does it sort of fall genre spectrum wise then?
I think it is, some would say it is romantic, but I would probably argue against that. I think it's a drama, but it has really good moments that are really funny, like really, and again, the two actors are great because their comedic timing is awesome and their physicality with the comedy is awesome. It's just these kind of minute facial expressions and like stopping and starting of their words that really make it funny, but it's almost like, it's like how people are funny in real life, which I really liked.
Yeah, it's realistic.
Yeah.
We're joined this morning by Libby from the Film Club, having a look at a couple of showings as part of the Lottery West film season. We've got a couple